This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Studio, our special, non-special guest.
Non-special. I've been downgraded. Excellent.
Our regular.
Are you David this year?
You're the head of Lockley, remember, of our show.
But you're not a guest. You're one of our recurring.
Neither is she. Had special guest star for the entire run of Melrose Place. I don't really understand.
Just in case any of our listeners don't know who that voice is, that's Stephen A. Russell to talk about movies in
already
the studio.
Already dropped a snort. What are we talking about, Melrose Place? Excellent. Amazing.
Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Now you've got some exciting news that... you're off to the Berlin Film Festival.
Yes. Maybe I'll have to do a live cross from Berlin. From a dark room somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, when is it?
It is middle of February.
Right, brilliant, 16th, brilliant. Oh, well, we'll see you before you go.
Definitely.
Yep. How exciting, though?
Very exciting. Yep. And I'll have to tell you all the exciting films to look forward to in the rest of the year.
Yep. But and what's the prize? It's a bear or something, isn't it? The golden bear.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd start, speaking of golden bears, that's almost like the golden fleece, isn't it? The kind of god of cinema. I thought we'd start talking with Steven Spielberg's new film.
Yeah.
The Fablemans.
Hey, 4-star reviews. Mm-hmm. My sister in Adelaide went to see it a couple of days ago.
You should have got her in then.
I won't tell you what she thought, but... What did you think?
I really loved it. It is so definitely sentimental, but honestly, if you are the man that has delivered to my childhood, E.T., Jaws, Indiana Jones, you know, I could go on Jurassic Park, I think you get to be a little self-reverential, that's fine.
And I also read, Stephen, I'm sorry if I'm taking your thunder here,
he
waited until his parents died before he made this film because he didn't want to upset them.
Oh, that's really interesting because, look, I mean, just to fill people in, so it's basically, although it is the Fablemans and the family, you know, in the film are the Fablemans.
Right.
It's very, very clearly.
Oh, and he's admitted.
His life, he's not, it's very, you know, it's basically, I'm not actually sure why he didn't just use his own name.
Oh, I suppose that's, you know, like, everyone would think,
I guess.
You know, like, he's used his own name.
If you do it as, I guess, a semi-autobiographical film, you can still tweak some of the details, I suppose. Mm. But as far as I can tell, it's pretty close to the truth. So, for instance, you know, in the start of the film, the Spielberg stand-in, Sammy Fableman, played by a beautifully blue-eyed young boy, Mateo Zorian.
What's his name?
Mateo Zorian.
Wow, that's
quite a name. He's got a double-barreled middle name as well that I can't remember. It's a cracking name. Do look it up. He sits with his mum, who's played by, certain woman, Dawson's Creek star Michelle Williams, who's one of my favourite American actors.
Yep. So she was with, didn't she have a child with Heath Ledger?
She did. Why are you bringing me down? Don't make me sad. Bless them. Anyway, where was I? So they watched together Cecil B. DeMille's film, The Greatest Show on Earth, at the cinema.
Yep.
And he's transfixed, as a young Spielberg was, by the train crash sequence, which, you know, blends models and live action. And so he goes home and his mum encourages him with a Super 8 camera.
Because he wasn't interested to begin with, the story goes.
Well, I think he was he was scared of it. Like, he was frightened by the idea of giant stuff on a screen. But when he went to cinema,
it
transformed his life.
Yep.
So he films with his toy set a train crash. And this is literally how he got his start.
Wow.
But I guess the reason why he would have been nervy of doing the story when his parents were alive is because his mum does have an affair.
Yeah. And so, he documents it or something, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, he kind of captures it by accident. I don't want to give away too much. Hey. But anyway, look, the Batman villain, Paul Dano, who just played the Riddler in the most recent Batman film, he's the dad. And you've got Seth Rogen, who I love, great comic actor, recently in Longshot. Yep. He plays the sort of friend of the family slash uncle slash no spoilers anyway, and but one of the people I love the most in this film, you know when an actor can just sweep into a movie halfway through, do one scene and then sweep out again, and then that's all you can think of, like when you come out. So you've also got Uncut Gems actor Judd Hirsch, who rocks up as the Spielberg stand-ins,
right?
Circus performing,
right? Do we know him? Do we know him? What's he been in before?
And he's in Uncut Gems, and he's a character actor who's done a lot of smaller roles,
right?
But he is brilliant, and that is a true story that genuinely happened. So, look, is it indulgent? Yes. Is it a little bit schmaltzy? Yes. Is it absolutely beautiful and a perfect holiday movie? Yes, I'm giving it 4 stars.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, no, I want to zip through. I think we talked.
What's it called again?
That is The Fablemans in cinemas now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to snap through really quickly because I want to mention a few. But there's an Australian film in the cinema right now called Blueback.
Yes, Eric Banner.
Sort of, we'll get to that.
Oh. But,
look, this is the 18th bajillion Tim Winton novel to be.
Exactly. Everyone loves making it into films.
It says I've lost track. But anyway, the idea of this one, it's kind of like it's sort of a bit Storm Boy, right? And a young girl makes friends with a giant groper. It's not I think a pelican, slightly glamour, but anyway, whatever floats your boat. So she's a deep sea diver, and basically this film is set across two timelines, right? So you've got a young girl played by Wolf Like Me star Ariel Donahue as the youngest Abby, and then a newcomer Ilsa Fogg plays her as a teenager, but the role is then played by Mia Wasikowska, who people will know from like the Alice in Wonderland films, as the older Abby, who's now a marine biologist.
Right.
But that kind of present day film about, how we have to protect environment and look after our seas isn't as interesting as the childhood stuff. That's the really great
bit. The rawness of childhood and
just, that kind of wonder that you have of the ocean particularly. And Radha Mitchell is great, Celeste Starr, as her mum in those sequences, and they're fighting a developer. It's all very it's quite a predictable plot, but Eric Bana is in this film in the early sequences, but he's in like about 2 scenes, and it feels really rushed. It feels like there's a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor.
Oh.
And then I don't want to spoil anything, but something dramatic happens.
He gets eaten by a shark.
Well, off screen, and I'm not going to say what, but it happens off screen, and I find myself like, why would you have Eric Bana in this film and then do something really dramatic with him that we don't get to see. And it's only a 90-minute film, so it kind of feels like they wanted to keep it for kids.
Okay.
So they've kept it short.
Yeah, and
but I think they've sacrificed a lot of the story for
why
that.
Why did Eric Banner do it? Wasn't it because of the director or Rob?
I'm sure. Look, Rob Connolly is very loved.
Did he do that in the last film?
He did The Dry with Eric Banner. Dry, so, look, they've got history. And look, the cinematography by Andrew Comis and Rick Rafiki is probably the best thing about the film.
Wow.
It looks beautiful. It's set in WA, we've seen those shots. They're beautiful. It's fine. I'd give it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
I want to quickly go on to A Man Called Otto, which is the film with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Now, this is actually a remake of a much darker Swedish film by Hannes Holm in 2015, and it's adapted from a massively best-selling novel by Swedish author Fredrik Backman. And basically, I mean, I don't know how to say this on air without, I guess a trigger warning, but, the basic gist of it is that Tom Hanks is cranky old man.
Yep. Well, that comes across in the promos. So,
and he's very depressed.
Yep.
And he doesn't really want to be around anymore. Mm. But what keeps kind of pulling him back from going through with that is that he's so pernickety that every time he sees a neighbor doing something not up to code or whatever, he has to like interrupt
his
exit
man.
Plan.
Oh, just to go David, is that what you're
talking about? Basically, it's basically you. Now look, and then you've got Mexican stars who are really big on Mexican TV but haven't done a lot of film yet. Mariana Trevino and Manuel Garcia Rulfo play a new family who move in and, you know, have young kids and she's pregnant.
Mm.
And so bit by bit, you know, this kind of pulls him out of his grumpiness. I did prefer the Swedish one. I can't really buy Tom Hanks as a cranky old man. He's so typecast right. at this stage in his career.
Right. Yeah. Although, I read somewhere where they said the film is in it, but he's the one that holds it together. You don't agree?
I'm just not really a massive fan of Tom Hanks. Oh, okay. And I bet I'm going to be howled out of the island now for that.
Look at all the SMSs coming through.
I know. I've just revealed myself as a not Tom Hanks lover. What kind of creature is this? I'm sorry, but I'm giving it 3 stars. I find it
pretty dumb. It had to happen, folks. Here he goes.
I know. Now, very quickly, I've got 2 more to zip through. I'm going to do this fast.
Yeah, fine.
The next one is a really beautiful, weird, trippy little film called Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
I saw this at MIFF and I loved it.
How beautiful is this, Eve? Yeah. Honestly. So the concept is surreal, right?
Mm.
Basically, it's a kind of a cross between a mockumentary, fake live-action documentary and animation, with the idea being that real-life director Dean Fleischer Camp finds a little talking shell that wears shoes in his house. So, and then, you know, decides to make a film about this little shell that talks and its life. So he did it as a YouTube series and it was so massively successful that it's eventually led to this film.
I love things like that.
It's so cute. Yeah. And the little shell is supposed, it's a little boy, but it's actually voiced by his actor-comedian ex-wife, Jenny Slate. Apparently they got on so well, they still work together.
It's lovely, isn't it?
You know? Unconsciously coupling in a healthy way. I love
it.
So basically, it's like it's as if this little shell has been on this YouTube series in the film, and so people are now obsessed. And it's kind of set
to develop from.
It's really meta, and it sort of brings in, you know, COVID comes crashing in, and then there's all these people watching it online, and it's really clever.
Cool. Yeah.
And just to make this film even crazier and fantastic, there is another shell, an older shell play that's voiced by Isabella Rossellini.
Oh, wow.
So, if that has not sold you already, I don't know how.
So, Eve, give us a quick little wrap-up.
Yeah, what did you think of it, Eve?
I thought it was, like, poignant and heartbreaking, but also darkly funny.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it's a film about a lost soul. It's a film about finding your place. It has darkness. It deals with death. It deals with grief.
I've seen a photo with the shell on a turntable on the needle, sitting on top of the needle, which is really funny. And what's that scene?
There's so many. Right. There's also, I mean, like, the presenter of 60 Minutes, the famous, you know, kind of news debate show. Like, she rocks up to interview the shell. Like, it's absolutely incredible. I adore this film. Yeah. I'm giving it 4.5 stars.
How many would you give it?
I think I'd give it 4.5 or 5, but I'm like less discerning than Stephen.
Well, sometimes I am. Do I have time to squish one last quickly?
Sure, off you go.
Very quickly, I'm going to cover we'll go from one end to the other. The new Guy Ritchie film. Now, look, I think Guy Ritchie is at one and the same time a kind of ridiculous character. Like, we all know he's a bit of a fake Mockney, right? But I also have a bit of time for his kind of dumb geezer
comedy. Well, The Gentleman was brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved that film.
So this is kind of in the same vein.
And Hugh Grant's in it again.
Well, look, I was going to say one of the things, Hugh Grant playing against type better than Tom Hanks as a kind of sneering villain is very much my jam.
Yeah.
I also have a big time for Jason Statham.
Oh, like, awesome.
He has no range. Yeah, he's just him. Yeah. But he just happens to be quite charismatic.
How many films has he made?
And I have no idea. How many Fast and Furious films alone? I don't know. Quite a lot. So he's in it. Also, Aubrey Plaza, who is one of the coolest like indie American actors out there. She was like an alumna of Parks and Rec. She's just been in a great film called Emily the Criminal. She's great as the kind of spy team up, and her and Jason Statham are very begrudgingly a team. That's all great. It's also got Black Hawk Down star Josh Hartnett, who I kind of thought Pearl Harbor destroyed his career, but he's in this one. And playing a dumb film star who's kind of pulled into this spy mission about missiles. You don't even need to know what it's about. Like, it's not really relevant. It's just all these people being silly in beautiful locations. And the only weak link I would say is I don't even know how to pronounce this name. I should have Googled it before. Kerry Elwes. It's a very Welsh name.
Kerry. Oh, right, Welsh.
He was the kid in Princess Bride.
Oh, it's like Yules or something?
Yules?
I think.
I think it's Kerry Yules.
Kerry Yules, yeah. Okay. He kind of plays the M character, you know, the spy boss.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have the gravitas. Okay. Look, this film is, you're going to forget about it the second you walk out the cinema, but while you're in the cinema, it's a good fun time.
Yep.
I'm giving it 3.5 stars.
Right, okay.
And that is Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre, which is out next week.
Right. I quite like his films. And, you know, the Sherlock Holmes, of course, were fantastic.
You know exactly what you're going to get with this one, right? It's the same vibe.
Yeah, brilliant. Stephen, lovely to see you. And you'll be back in a fortnight's time.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to Stephen. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.